God talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and he slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And it's practically an impudent answer, as you can see. He had, frankly, no regard at all. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? You see, he's trying to cover it. And the Scripture says there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and neither hid that will not be known. That's something to think over if you have any secret sins. You better deal with them down here, because they're all going to come out in his presence someday anyway. And he already knows about them. You just well tell him about them. Couldn't hide it from him anyway. And therefore, this fella tries to say that he's not guilty. Am I my brother's keeper? What an impudent answer. And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And the writer to the Hebrews uses it in Hebrews 12:24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Abel's blood spoke of murder committed. The blood of Christ speaks of redemption. It speaks of salvation.